You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Tom Brady says he's running it back next season, Tony. You think he'll win again?
I'm Tony Kornheiser. I don't know. The Bears could get Carson Wentz.
Oh, that'd yeah, be great, baby, yeah.
That'd be great.
I'm running to Vegas great. For that.
Yeah, that'd be so good. I think I just want him there to see your head explode. That's all. I mean, really, you hate him so much.
It'd
be
it
so
could happen.
Welcome
it
to PTI,
happen.
Boys and girls. In today's episode, Tom Brady wins his 7th. Patrick Mahomes runs for his life. And Carson Wentz. Looks like he'll have a new home soon. But we begin today, obviously, with the Super Bowl, which surprisingly was a blowout by the Buccaneers. I had it going the other way. The Bucs defense was all over Patrick Mahomes. The Chiefs scored only 9 points and lost by double digits for the first time in Mahomes' career. On the other side, Tampa Bay was enviably efficient and ran and passed with equal success. Wilbon, why was the game so lopsided?
Because defense can still win championships, despite what you hear people say. You hear analysts, you hear Hall of Famers, people with gold Hall of Fame jackets, and you know, everybody says, oh, you know, the game is just offensive now. No, it isn't. Because Tampa Bay's defense lit the Chiefs up like fireworks on the 4th of July, beat the snot out of them. And Tony, look, to me, the game was largely just a waste of time. That's one of the worst Super Bowls of all time because your expectations were up. There have been worse Super Bowls, but you didn't go in expecting, oh, my God, I got these two great quarterbacks, these two great offenses. Here's what we're going to get. Yeah. The Kansas City played at times stupidly. They played arrogantly. They were a disappointment to me, the Kansas City Chiefs. Nothing Tampa did was a disappointment. But defense and knocking the snot out of the Chiefs is the entire analysis of this game.
Well, I have a different one. I mean, I agree with that, but I would go just a little bit, not deeper, maybe to the side. I find it interesting that Tampa Bay had lost twice in the regular season to New Orleans and then beat them in the playoffs. And I thought, what happened here? I thought maybe New Orleans didn't expect the adjustments that Tampa Bay was able to make. Kansas City beat Tampa Bay during the regular season. And I think it is a similar circumstance in that one team was motivated by losing and changing, and the other team did not see this coming necessarily. I agree with you completely that if I have to isolate what won the game, it was the Tampa Bay defense. They were all over Mahomes, and their offense was... Tampa Bay's offense was good, at least good, maybe very good. There was a period of time there, I remember it distinctly, when Tampa went on 4th and 1 from the 1 and didn't get it, and I thought, ooh, this could be a momentum shifter. Let's wait. Let's see if Mahomes goes 99 yards the other way and everything changes. And he went 15 yards, and then he started going backwards. At no point, Mike, and I know you agree with this because we talked about it, at no point did either of us think that Tampa Bay was on the verge of something great.
No.
You just didn't think
Kansas
that.
City. Kansas City, they weren't on the verge.
Kansas
you
City.
Kept just
Kansas
wondering, City. Where are they? Where are their adjustments? I don't know if a position coach or a coordinator or Andy Reid himself is supposed to make that adjustment on protections. Where the hell was that?
Yeah.
That's what I mean. It just played like they were just blank. You know, Tony, how do you – 29 times Mahomes was pressured in 56 dropbacks, 29 times. Meanwhile, Kansas City only pressured Brady 4 times all game. You know the way to beat Tom Brady, lucky enough, is to pressure him. Kansas City either couldn't do it or couldn't even figure it out. A massive disappointment to Kansas City Chiefs, in my opinion. And by all the way, a dynasty, really? A dynasty of one? A dynasty of one championship for everybody at all the networks, all the analysts who have Kansas City winning, not 4, not 5, not 6. What? What are you talking about?
Let's go to one thing that really made a difference in the game. And for the second game in a row, Tom Brady threw a touchdown pass in the last minute, if not the last second of the first half.
Yeah.
That was really important. Kansas City helped them by getting penalties, but Kansas City was taking timeouts. Stop the clock. We're going to get the ball back. You can't give Brady
what
that kind
doing?
Of time. You can't help him that way.
Is that stupid or arrogant?
Which
one?
Did it again.
Is it stupid or arrogant for Kansas City to do it? Because if you forget or you don't calculate, that's stupid. If you do it thinking Brady's not going to burn you, that's arrogant. Probably stupid.
I thought it was arrogant. You got to know what he's capable of doing.
Man.
And he did it. And he hit Antonio Brown, and that was it.
Well, as we're saying, he delivered again, Tom Brady. Just like I said he would when he signed with Tampa. You remember that, Tony.
Please. Please, don't go there. Don't go there.
The 43-year-old Brady threw for 201 yards, 3 touchdowns, 2 of them to his old friend Gronk to win his 5th Super Bowl MVP. It's 7 rings in all for the Golden Boy, Tone. Does number 7 bring him something that the first 6 did not?
Yes, 1,000 times yes. Look, by getting to 6, he had already separated himself from everybody else. He was already out there alone. What makes 7 important is it is the one without Belichick. It is the one where he said, I'm going out on my own. I'm going to Tampa, a place that nobody thought he was going to go to, a team that was mediocre the year before. And he went and he got them to the Super Bowl, and then he won it. And essentially, Mike, the only difference between Tampa Bay from last year to this year is last year they had a guy back there who threw 30 interceptions, and this year they had Tom Brady. They had the best in the business. He's 43 years old. I don't know that there's another athlete in the history of any team sport who has been this good at this point in time. He has won Super Bowls in 3 different decades. I mean, it's just his resume. Like, you feel the same way. Don't talk to me about baby goats. Don't do this, okay? There's one guy. It's that guy.
Yeah, Tony, and that's why this one doesn't do anything to me. He's already got it. He's already got the championships. He's already out there with Saturn's rings compared to anybody else. And when people say, well, if Tom Brady loses, can it hurt his legacy? Shut up.
No.
That is the dumbest thing I ever hear. Now, you brought up a good point. I am going to cede this to you. The Belichick part, it does give him a separation from the only guy that he couldn't separate himself from, and that's Bill Belichick. But okay, Tony, he's the greatest. He's the GOAT. So, no, I don't see how 7 does anything for him that 6 didn't already do, that 5 didn't already do. There's 2 dudes with 4, Bradshaw and Montana. He's at 7. Okay, fine. But when he was at 6, he was already separate and apart and the greatest. So, no, if he wins it again next year, we're going to say, is 8 make him greater than 7? No, it doesn't.
No, I think it's important because of the Belichick thing. I think 7 makes him important in his peer group, because Michael Jordan has 6, and Michael Jordan adores Tom Brady. I know you don't like Tom Brady, but everybody who's ever played with him loves him. Randy Moss loves him. Teddy Bruschi loves him.
Yeah.
I saw Ndamukong Suh on TV today. He'd walk through fire for Tom Brady, and all players feel this. I'll go to one more thing, and then we'll go to the next topic. He went through, in succession, Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers, and Patrick Mahomes, all Super Bowl winners, all Super Bowl MVPs, and probably at least 2 go in the Hall of Fame, and probably 3.
And
nobody's
going
to do that again. Nobody. And there is nothing, absolutely nothing, left for this guy to prove, even though he thinks
there is.
He thinks there is. We move now to Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes, who was so good, but who had the worst game of his professional career. He was hounded by the Tampa defense. He could not sustain drives. He spent a lot of time in this game on his back. Will this loss change the perception of Mahomes?
For a moment. I mean, for a minute, it'll change the perception of Mahomes. And I tried to call my dear friend Stephen A. earlier to say, stop saying it stains Patrick Mahomes, because it doesn't. Oh. And it won't. If it stains him today, the stain will be wiped clear if he comes back and wins one more Super Bowl, much less 2 or 3, which so many people still expect. So stop that. Patrick Mahomes, if it stains anybody, it stains, again, the coaching staff and whoever. I don't know what the delineation of duties are on that coaching staff with whoever should have been making certain offensive line adjustment or blocking adjustments or adding a tight end here or chipping him with a running back there. I don't know who specifically is in charge of that. It would stain them and some people who maybe dropped some passes. Patrick Mahomes, he looked like Fran Tarkenton, who we celebrated for his 81st birthday the other day. He was just running around and trying to run away from Tampa Bay defenders. No, it doesn't stain Patrick Mahomes.
I'll give you a great statistic. Patrick Mahomes, on his way to passing in this game, ran 497 yards. Tom Brady ran 37 yards. Who do you think had the easier time in this particular thing? Let me get, look, we know who Patrick Mahomes is. We've seen him win Super Bowls. He's not some quarterback who doesn't have a good record in the playoffs, who you're on the fence about. We know how good he is. What this game shows you is what you spoke to earlier, that you just cannot assume 5, 6, 7, 8.
Dumb.
Doesn't work that way
Does
in football.
No.
You cannot make that assumption that a guy is always going to go bad. Patrick Mahomes was hounded, and he was chased, and he was surrounded. And even when he did that falling down, Mike, he threw
amazing.
It 30 yards in the air and hit
a
guy
rope.
In the head.
On a rope.
Okay, so he was heroic. He did not fail.
No.
His team
he was
failed him.
Up. Yes, absolutely. Not 5, not That's, 6, not 7.
No. I think if people back off Patrick Mahomes, they're going to make a mistake. If you gave me the opportunity to draft the entire league and you gave
Patrick
me the first
Mahomes
pick,
won.
100 times out of
no
100,
question.
I'd take Mahomes. Let's take a break. Coming up, with the Colts or the Bears, be a better new home for Carson Wentz.
Indy.
Isn't that obvious?
You love Indy in the winter. Indy.
Chicago.
Could the Seahawks be convinced to deal Russell Wilson? I'll take him. I'll take Russell Wilson. I don't want...
Sure you will.
Winsylvania. Don't want him.
Yeah, but... You're getting door number 3, and it's Wentz. You're not getting Russell Wilson.
You never know.
Big.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First. All without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Time for the producers to punt and let the viewers do the work, and let me see what's first
Mail
here.
Mail time!
Would Carson Wentz make a bigger impact on the Colts or the Bears?
All right, I'm going to try to be fairly removed from this for a second and just speak with a little bit of reserve. He'd be better on the Colts because the Colts were closer than the Bears to winning a championship. The Colts, they were both playoff teams this year, but the Bears back then, the Colts were a really good team, probably the most underrated team of the season. Frank Reich, the head coach of that team, has had Carson Wentz and has a great relationship with him. So it would make more sense for him to go to Indianapolis where that situation exists than to go into Chicago where, trust me, Tony, everybody's pretty much just like me. I've taken the temperature of my hometown. Nobody wants him except for the people in Lake Forest who make enough mistakes that we shouldn't listen to them, the GM or the head coach there.
I really don't like the calm, reserved Michael Wilbon on this topic at all. I like the angry, surly Michael Wilbon who starts screaming, no, 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 I don't want this guy at all. I hate
you
him.
Can get
I hate him the way
you
I hate Jay Cutler.
Let that trade happen.
I don't want him. So here's the thing. Here's the thing. I don't know that he's that much different than Trubisky. I mean, it's sort of marginal.
I'd rather
they
keep
both
Trubisky.
Seem to do...
I'd rather
they seem to
Trubisky.
Do pretty well when they roll out and pass.
Yep.
But the answer is Indianapolis.
That.
They don't have a quarterback. And Frank Reich coached this guy to his greatest successes in Philadelphia. This guy, Wentz, needs somebody to believe in him. And Frank Reich may be the only person left out there that might believe him. Now, it's possible that Frank Reich would go for Nick Foles, who he also coached and did well with, and would be easier to pry loose than Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
But the answer is Indianapolis.
I'll go drive. I'll drive Foles. I'll put on a chauffeur's hat. I'll drive him to Indianapolis, 183 miles.
Could you see the Seahawks trading Russell Wilson? It's 183.3. We established that last week.
By the way, that was Jason Lock and Forrest's great reporting on the first trade we just did. Russell Wilson, Tony, has been hit so many times. He's been sacked
Lock and Forrest
more
on
than
this
anybody.
Story.
What's that? Now, Lock and Forrest on this story. Okay. He's
this
been
story.
Hit so
this
many
story.
Times, sacked and just harassed and hit. That Tony, he gets caught all the time now in foot races when that did not happen 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years ago. It just didn't happen. But he's been hit so much. We see what the cumulative effect of these things does on guys like Big Ben Roethlisberger and Cam Newton. I don't care how athletic you were, how great you were. That many hits from grown men will take you out. It will diminish you over time. I can see why they would want to trade him. Or maybe he just wants to get out of hell of that hit factory he's been suffering at the hands of.
So let me go back on Jason Lockenfora, who we both worked with at the Washington Post and we love. And like you, he's on my podcast every week. And I just enjoy whatever his position is. He's not saying they're soliciting bids for Russell Wilson. He's saying, why don't you give him a call and see if somebody's interested? You're right. He got hit 47, knocked down, sacked 47 times last year. He's in the 40s most of the time.
It's crazy.
But let's talk about the churning of the quarterbacks this year. Because Watson wants out. Stafford got out. Wentz is about to get out. Matt Ryan, Sam Darnold, Jimmy Garoppolo, Kirk Cousins.
It's just musical
chairs. Their names are all in play. You wouldn't think Seattle would want to get rid of Russell Wilson. But if it came to that, because they say, as you're suggesting, he's not as fast as he was and he's getting caught, wouldn't he look great in New Orleans? You think Sean Payton likes to work with short quarterbacks who like to throw? And this whole thing started with Tom Brady. Tom Brady did for that league what LeBron did for the NBA. Enough email. Let's take one last break, but still to come. Does Brooks Koepka's win mean he's back to being a dominant player?
Doesn't mean everybody else gag. More NBA stars are coming out against having an all-star game, Tony. Will it happen?
Is your position changing? Are
my
you
position
changing
is
on
my
that?
Position. I didn't say I think there should be. I said the commissioner's office, the broadcast partners, and the fans want an all-star game. Those are facts.
Do you?
Facts.
Do you?
I don't know.
I don't. I think it's stupid. Do you?
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Happy time, people. Happy 31st birthday, Klay Thompson. With Kevin Durant back on the court, Thompson has assumed the dubious mantle of ghost of the NBA. He last played in June of 2019 when he tore his ACL. He missed all of last season. He will miss all of this season with a torn Achilles. Despite that, Thompson has received more than 99,000 All-Star votes, a fact of either nostalgia or voters not realizing he's out. Thompson is one of the Splash Brothers. His career three-point percentage is a terrific 41.9. He and the other Splash Brother, Steph Curry, who had 57 the other night, started on three championship teams in Golden State. When they get back together, can they win a fourth?
Tony, I certainly hope they're in position to do that. The healing powers of Kevin Durant and John Wall make me look a little bit more optimistically at Klay Thompson, what he's going through. I just hope he's back. He is still underrated to me, Tony. He is underrated as one of the, what, three great shooters of all time, and as you mentioned, a multiple-time champion. Hope Klay Thompson comes back strong.
Happy anniversary, Jason Richardson. On this day 18 years ago, Richardson, playing in the rookie sophomore game on All-Star Weekend, made a complete chump out of rookie Carlos Boozer. Very late in the game, Richardson deliberately bounced the ball off Boozer's head as Boozer was in a defensive stance guarding Richardson. That's right, bounced it off his beam. Richardson caught the ball, then went up and drained a three. There is nothing else to say about this, really. Just watch and enjoy it, unless you're Boozer.
Tony, I had to have been there, and I don't remember this happening. Is it possible that people just didn't talk about it very much at the time? They didn't show it incessantly like they do replays now?
That's certainly possible. A melancholy trails to Leon Spinks. The former heavyweight champion and Olympic gold medalist died over the weekend at 67. Spinks scored one of the great upsets in boxing history when, as a lightly regarded challenger, he outpointed Muhammad Ali for the title in 1978. Spinks was the toast of the world briefly. He became a cautionary tale when he didn't train sufficiently for the rematch and was beaten by Ali 7 months later. Spinks spent his money foolishly. He quickly went broke. His boxing career went into a tailspin. He found no success in and out of the ring, and yet we still remember this one shining moment, beating Ali, and the incandescent joy in his gap-toothed smile.
Tony, I'm like a lot of people in the ESPN universe who are personally saddened today over the loss of our friend and colleague, Pedro Gomez. Pedro covered Major League Baseball with such distinction for nearly 30 years, including essentially all the World Series and All-Star and other postseason games for this network the last 20. He was a joy to run into and talk baseball with wherever I saw him, from spring training in Arizona to Wrigley Field. It's unthinkable he's gone, and it is unthinkable, I am certain, to his wife and three children that this delightful, hardworking man was taken from them so soon.
I remember when I had him on, when I was doing a radio show, and I would have him on occasionally, and he was a wonderful guest. And he really, I mean, you could talk about anything with Pedro, and he was, like, always engaged. You know what I mean, Mike? He always seemed very up, even, like, really early in the morning. You'd get him on the air, and he was happy to do it.
He was always that personality, Tony. And by the way, his son, for people who haven't found this out yet, his son is a pitcher in the Boston Red Sox organization.
Yes.
He just loved baseball, loved attending baseball, watching baseball anytime, anywhere, with anybody. And he is missed.
Let's go to the big finish. The Pistons traded Derrick Rose to the Knicks. I know you think that's a big addition.
Yeah, Tony, they're trying to make the playoffs. Tibbs doesn't play for tomorrow, down the road, 3 years from now. Let's tank some games. He plays for now. Good addition. Glad for D. Rose. Giannis, James Harden, Kawhi all voiced displeasure about an All-Star game this year. Significant?
It is. You couple that with what LeBron said. Yes, I mean, the biggest stars in the game don't want this to happen. The league should listen. The NFL Hall of Fame announced its newest class. Your thoughts?
Peyton Manning, Charles Woodson, Calvin Johnson, John Lynch, Alan Faneca. Diversely represented and a great Hall of Fame class. Brooks Koepka shot a 6-under-65 on Sunday to win the Phoenix Open. You were watching. Is this a big deal?
Yeah, I mean, he played great. He didn't expect to win. He didn't know that, you know, Spieth and Hahn and Scheffler were going to, you know, fall down in front of him, but he played great. Last one, Aaron Rodgers won the NFL MVP and revealed he got engaged, which is a bigger deal.
I'm a football fan, not a marriage counselor. MVP for Rodgers. Come on, Nell.
We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time, and I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, Knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. And now, here's Sports Center.
I'm sure that will endear you to Mrs. Rogers. I'm sure she's thrilled by your comments.
PTI.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.